When a man repeats a promise again and again and again and again, he means to fail you. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Harrell Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. When a man repeats a promise again and again and again, he means to fail you. Now, why is this a truism? Well, the idea is when a man repeats a promise, he means to not do it. And what does it mean that he means to not do it? Well, if I say, Ingeborg, will you please sweep the porch? Ingeborg says, yes, I will. And then she says, I'll get to it just as soon as I can. I like sweeping the porch. I'll get to it. And I say, oh. She has no intention of sweeping that porch. By the time I leave here and go down to the Hermitage, she's going to have long forgotten about sweeping the porch. And if I say, Sylvia, will you please bring me a plate so I can have some dinner here? You didn't set any plates on the table. And Sylvia says, oh, just a minute. And she's in the middle of frying something on the stove and cooking something. And then she comes to the table and she says, where are your plates? And I said, well, I asked you for them. Oh, I forgot. And you see, this is what happens. Now, if Sylvia would just go to the cupboard, grab some plates, bring them to the table, and put them on the table, there'd be no problem. It would take 2 seconds to do that, and her stuff wouldn't overfry. However, better yet would be to set it on the table first. When you set up the table, set the plates on the table. It's been our custom not to do that recently for some reason, but if we did it, it would be done. But you see, it's so easy when you're busy doing so many things and preparing all the meal and preparing all the details and handling all the things. Now, who's in charge of setting the table? You know, that's an interesting idea, isn't it? And whoever's in charge of setting the table should set the table like they do in a restaurant. They have the big plate down below and the little plate on top of it, and the plates on top, top. Now, that's what they used to do. But they don't do that anymore. Why don't they do that anymore? Because they have no reason to come to the table and do anything. So what they do is, first they put a false plate on the table. And you put your napkin on the false plate. And then they come and they begin to serve you. And the first thing they do is come and take the false plate away and put a beautiful plate there. And then they bring the food, and the food, it may be on plates of its own, or they may have to serve it, but often it's on its own plate. So then they take the new plate, and they take away the clean other plate, which was ready to be eaten off of, and they put the serving tray plate on your thing. And then after that, then they bring the salad, and the salad is set on a saucer, which is set on a saucer, you know. And then they bring you a drink, and they bring you a drink and sort of trottling it on the middle of the saucer, too. And it's all a matter of preparing you to pay a wonderful tip because they've given you so much service. And the service that they've given you is no more than getting the food to you. You really maybe like to have all those plates. Maybe that's what you go to a fancy-dancy restaurant for, is to have all those plates. But really, it's just a matter of increasing their ability to be of service to you on what they want to be of service to. They don't check the meat for you. They don't check the food for you. They don't come back after you had the food and say, would you like some coffee or would you like this? They come back whenever they feel like it, and they don't ask, was the steak done right or was the meat or dishes done right? They come back when you've eaten it all already. They say, how was it? You know, they don't say, was it done right? And you can't, well, it was not very good. Well, it's all gone. Yes, that's right, it's all gone. You know, you should check immediately. There are schools for restaurant people which are teaching people how to do it right. And this is not one of the ways to do it right. But there's a lot of pseudo-rich people. You know what that is? Nouveau rich. They're newly rich, they're newly wealthy, and they put up with a lot of things. But there are many nouveau restaurants, too, who start restaurants and thinks that they're very proper in doing all those things. But you go to your classy restaurants around the world, your big, beautiful restaurants that are known for exquisite food and exquisite longevity, and you will find that they never play games. They do everything with quality, with service and beauty, and you give them a tip as you do, not because you want to give them a tip. It's included in it. The gratuity is included in it. And then, if you're generous, you sometimes add a second a trip tip on top of that. But that's how it goes. Now, you see, in the nouveau rich centers, in the nouveau restaurants, the new ones, they promise to do everything perfect, and they promise to do everything right, but they're copying the way other people do it, and so they're really not doing it perfectly. But in the quality restaurants, and there are great restaurant schools in the world, and when people come out of the restaurant or chef school, they really are quality people in their field. It so often happens with our world that people come to us and they say that they will be there at a certain time, and they're not there. People say that they will keep an appointment, and you say, call the night before. Are you going to be in? What time? What time should we meet you? And so then you go to meet the person at that time, and they're not there, and they don't shine around for maybe an hour or two later, maybe longer. And no, sorry about it, you know, no by your leave or anything. They just say, okay, now let's go do this, you know. Just as though you had nothing in the world to do but to wait upon their pleasure. And that, in a way, is true. But it's unfortunate that we build such an attitude in people. Maybe that's an attitude we have in ourselves. If we're going to do things right, we're going to do things with one promise, and that is that we'll do it, and then follow through and do it. I never like people to say, yes, I'd be glad to come, and when I come, I'm going to do this, and oh, it's going to be so wonderful to come up there and do that. I say, hey, all I want to know is, are you coming? Then I'll plan on you. I will buy more food. I will prepare perhaps a barbecue or something nice, and we'll have a nice time together. And then, if they don't show, I have a wonderful barbecue by myself. But why is it that people don't show when they say they're going to do it? And you know what the reason is? Well, the first reason is they forget, they say. But the second reason is a better offer comes along. And they take that better offer. And they say, well, my wife and I have been fighting, and we haven't been getting along well now for the last 5 or 6 years. And now, all of a sudden, my wife said to me, sweetheart, let's go out to dinner. How could I refuse it, you know? Well, you don't have to refuse it, but what can you do?
Take her along.
Huh?
Take her along.
To the barbecue? Mm-hmm. Well, that too, yeah. But no, you could call and say that this has happened, you know. But that's, yours is the best answer. Take her to the barbecue. Say, sweetheart, we're going to go out to this barbecue, and we're going to be served this wonderful meal, and I will tip our host and say, now we want to be left alone, you know. And, you know, why not? Why not? That could be kind of an interesting turn of events. But always follow through on your promises. Never get a reputation for not following through on your promises. Because when you don't follow through on your promises, people do not feel that you're reliable. Now, if you tell your friend, hey, I'll be there, and then you aren't. Hey, I'll be there, and then you aren't. Hey, I'll be, these are all different times. And then you say, God, Herb, I got a problem. I said, oh? And he says, I need a loan of $1,500. And I say, oh, that's nice. What are you going to do with it? I got some bills I just got to pay, or they're going to get after me. And I say, well, why don't you go down to the bank and get a loan? Herb, you got the money. You can spare it, you know. And I said, that's true. But I only spare it to reliable people. And you're not a reliable person. I can't depend on you to attend an engagement that you've agreed to come to, or to anything else that you have promised me 8 times different things here. Not that I try to keep track of them, but 8 times, as I recall, and you didn't come. But The worst thing is you didn't call me. You didn't call me and say, sorry, I can't make it, you know, I got a better offer. But you didn't call. So you don't give a person like that a loan, even when they're hurting very badly. What might you do? What might you do to your friend who is irresponsible and unreliable? What might you do?
Explain it to him.
What might you do?
Speak your word.
What might you do? You just give him the money. You don't loan it to him. You give it to him, because you're not going to sit there and be concerned about a loan that doesn't come in. You see, if somebody's really hurting, and they're a friend of yours, and you can handle it, you'd give it to them. But you say, this is not a loan. This is not a loan. I do not want to feel unhappy with you because you're not paying me back this money. You're my friend, and I don't want to lose a friend just over $1,500. So this is yours to have. If at any time you feel like paying it back, that's your business, but you're not responsible to do it. And perhaps it might be paid back quicker that way. But when a person repeats promises and doesn't fulfill them, they mean to fail you again and again and again. And this happens all too often in all too many ways in life. And it's up to us to put a cause in motion for having a perfect experience for ourselves. And if we want a perfect experience for ourselves, we have to be the master of ourselves. So think about this when you make promises. When a man repeats a promise again and again, he means to fail you. When a man repeats a promise again and again, he means to fail you. But if the man says, I will do this and I will do that, then, and he follows through, then depend on him. Because you have found not only a friend, but you've found someone that you can really trust and believe in. And to believe in someone is really quite a gift. And it doesn't come very often. You can have friends, and they'll loan, not loan you money, they'll give you money. You can have people in your world who will help you through your problems in your life. But what is most important is to be yourself and not be touched by whether someone fulfills their promise or not. Because if you're having a barbecue and for you and your friend doesn't show, then you just have more for yourself. I love you and have a wonderful day.